I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 11th. A controversial proposal for a new two-family home in a flood-prone area of Adams Shore in Quincy has been continued until November. The Zoning Board of Appeals yesterday agreed to delay taking a vote on that plan in order to gather more information. Resident Lone Doan wants to tear down a shed and put up the two-family house on Jewett Street. The Conservation Commission has approved the plan. However, opponents argue that the area already experiences severe flooding and heavy storms, and that the new house will make matters worse. Hundreds of homes in that area were flooded during storms in 2018. Opponents also worry that the project could damage an old MWRA sewer line on the property. An engineer representing Doan said the project would include stormwater management. The zoning board will take up the matter again on November 16th. The MWRA must also approve that plan. 500 veterans living in Quincy have signed up to be recognized during the upcoming dedication ceremony of the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch is urging all veterans in Quincy to contact his office to be included in the September 11th ceremony. Veterans and active duty military personnel should call 617-376-1990 or email Mary Mulvey at mmulvey@quincyma.gov soon. Now, summer heat and humidity are making a comeback this week with a new heat wave as we flip the switch back into the 90s starting today. The heat and humidity will peak tomorrow with heat indexes above 100 degrees. A heat advisory will be in effect from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. today for most of southern New England. An excessive heat watch is in effect tomorrow for dangerously hot conditions with heat index values between 105 and 109. Extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those who have to be outside. Make sure to drink plenty of fluids, avoid staying in the sun, and find a cool spot, preferably in air conditioning. Understand the symptoms of heat-related illnesses to make sure to check on neighbors and relatives and your pets. Young children and pets should not be left in vehicles. A combination of heat and tropical-like humidity will also trigger the possibility of thunderstorms Wednesday through Friday, with severe storms possible on Thursday. The heat wave does look to break later in the day on Saturday. The number of breakthrough COVID infections in Massachusetts is nearing 10,000, but a closer look at the number shows the vast majority of fully vaccinated people are protected. On Tuesday, the state put out its latest vaccine report, which includes the number of cases in vaccinated people. As of August 7th, 9,969 out of more than 4.3 million fully vaccinated people came down with COVID. That is just 0.23%. The percentages are even lower for hospitalizations. Just 445 fully vaccinated have been hospitalized. That is 0.01%. There have been 106 fully vaccinated people who have died. That is 0.002%. While hospitals are seeing an increase in very sick COVID patients with the Delta variant, it is overwhelmingly in unvaccinated people. Dr. Richard Ellison of UMass Memorial Health Center said the majority of them, about 80%, have not been vaccinated. He said in the intensive care unit, it's about 95% of patients who've been in the intensive care unit have not been vaccinated. Police in Randolph are turning to the public for help in their search for a missing man they say suffers from psychosis and depression. 70-year-old Thomas Feely was last seen leaving his group home in Randolph last Friday at about 6:30 in the morning. It is unclear what he was wearing at the time. However, he is known to spend time in Quincy, as well as the Ashmont T Station, Harvard Square, and the Pine Street Inn. Anybody with information about Feely's whereabouts is asked to contact Randolph Police. Boston police officers are investigating a stabbing in Dorchester that left a man with life-threatening injuries. This happened on Senator Bowling Circle in Harvard Commons yesterday afternoon. The victim was taken to an area hospital with a serious stab wound. About a dozen police officers were spotted at the scene. Police tape was put up on both sides of the street. Based on the evidence markers spotted in the entryway of a home, it appears the victim may have been stabbed in the house and run out into the street. Authorities have not released a description of any suspects. A Medford man's been arrested in connection with a road rage attack in West Roxbury last Saturday. 27-year-old Drew Lamb is accused of stabbing another driver in the chest during an altercation on the VFW Parkway. Lamb was arrested in Salem after state police detectives located the Cadillac he was allegedly driving during the incident. He'll be arraigned today. Police said the victim was driving a Toyota Tacoma pickup on the VFW Parkway, and Lamb was driving a Cadillac CTS. When they began passing and exchanging words with each other, both drivers stopped near Center Street, got out of their vehicles, and began fighting. During the fight, Lamb allegedly stabbed the victim in the chest and then fled the scene in his car. The victim was treated and released at the hospital. His sister says that beyond the physical wounds, he's also mentally traumatized by that attack. Well, a Braintree man has won a $15 million prize in a Massachusetts lottery instant ticket game, his second big haul in 15 years. In a statement posted to its website, the lottery identified the lucky winner as John Hamill of Braintree. Winning $15 million in the lottery's Massachusetts Millionaires Club instant ticket game. Previously, officials said Hamill had snagged a $1 million prize in the lottery Set for Life game in 2006. A new effort called Ollie's Law would protect pets at kennels and doggy daycares across Massachusetts. A family in western Massachusetts is hoping that their terrible loss could help save other dogs. Amy Baxter is making her pitch, urging a handful of dog lovers to get behind the new law. Last October, Baxter took her Labradoodle, Ollie, to a western Massachusetts kennel for doggy daycare, only to get a text saying he had been attacked by other dogs. 2 months and $25,000 in vet bills later, Ollie was dead. Town officials in East Longmeadow eventually shuttered the kennel where Ollie was attacked, but Baxter was stunned to learn there are no statewide regulations for pet boarding or doggy daycares in Massachusetts. Baxter pulled the MSPCA on board, along with State Representative Brian Ash, to advocate for the new law. The safety net would replace the current patchwork quilt of weak or non-existent local guidelines with state-mandated regulations for staffing, training, animal care, emergency protocols, and insurance coverage. The measure is still in joint committee on Beacon Hill. Governor Baker signing a bill creating a state hate crime task force. The task force is charged with advising state leaders on issues relating to hate crimes, including its prevalence, ways to prevent it, and how best to support victims. The task force is also charged with promoting full and effective cooperation and coordination among law enforcement agencies and communities affected by hate crimes to help improve prevention, investigation, and prosecution, and to develop best practices related to technical assistance for school districts that may seek to incorporate hate crime education into their curricula. Among the task force's other responsibilities, recommending policies to ensure state and local governments provide enhanced support for victims of hate crimes and their communities, aiding law enforcement agencies in reporting hate crimes, including assistance in gathering, analyzing, and publishing hate crime data, and recommending appropriate legislation, regulations, policies, or procedures to help better combat it. Under the new law, the task force must include representatives of victim assistance agencies, advocates for communities affected by hate crimes, individuals with expertise, and representatives from state, local, or university police departments. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 162. The NASDAQ dropped 72. The S&P added 4. Asian stocks were also mixed. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $68 a barrel. It's sports. Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox at Fenway last night, 8-4. Series will continue tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast, hazy, hot, and humid. Today with a high in the low 90s, or tonight, very sultry, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, very hot and humid with an isolated thunderstorm, high 95. For Friday, intense heat continues, hazy, 95 degrees, maybe a storm on Saturday, and still a very hot day with a high Saturday near 90. For the boater today, waves about a foot, light southwest winds, high tide at 2:18 p.m. Sunrise at 5:47, set at 7:50. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 2 p.m. and Thursday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 11th.